Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be our revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, just for announcement purposes, case number 11,166, the application of Michael Cassidy has been withdrawn and was officially withdrawn on February 26, 2013. Okay. Therefore, there will be no public hearing on that application.
Okay. Thank you.
Everything else on the agenda is still in line.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Hearing no other additions or corrections, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve the agenda as circulated March 1st.
You know, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as circulated on March the 1st. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion is so carried. Next, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
First application is case number 11,164, the application of Francis and Debbie Clammer. The site is located south of Route 358, also known as Sandy Cove Road, approximately 1,480 feet west of Route 357, also known as Cedar Neck Road, and being identified on the county tax rolls as tax map ID 1-34, map number 9, parcel 413. And they are requesting a variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements. Gentlemen, I've received no correspondence from any individual or agency to date on this application. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Is your case, ma'am? Okay, you come right on up, ma'am. You need to go up front there. First, ma'am, be sworn in, please.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Debbie Clammer.
Your address?
1552 Shadyside Road, Westchester, PA, 19380.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
My husband and I, we have a property on 3818 Sandy Cove Road. Mm-hmm. And we bought it as it is today. And it's an Elmer clock slot. And they had moved a house from across the street to the lot. And we purchased it as it is. It's an older home and requires a lot of work, and we're trying to update the home. So what we would like to do is have a variance. We would like to demolish our current home and put a modular home on the current footprint of the current home that we have. The variance is due to we have an irregular shaped lot. It's a right angled pie shaped lot. The adjacent side is 125 feet and the opposite side is 112. The property, front of the property boundaries, the middle of County Road number 358, which then includes a 30-foot right-of-way and inside 10-foot water easement as well. So the difficulty is that we're limited to what we can do with the property. The footprint is already there, so we wanted to get something close to the to use the inside corners, the west side and the south side that we have now. On the east side, I think we would probably extend it about 2 feet, but use that same footprint for an improved home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It can't be developed any other way, because if you go north, you're going to be hitting the water easement, and then the property narrows in an angle.
Okay.
I have a copy of the map if you'd like to see that.
We have one.
Okay.
Yes, we have one. So again, you're going to be constructing this new dwelling in the same footprint that you have now?
Yes, exactly. Okay. We'd like to use the same footers and foundation.
And again, this home was built in the 1940s?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Start with Mr. Rickards.
Is the survey that you presented to us, the one-story frame house, does that depict the house that you want to put on there? Or is
well,
that the
actually,
old house?
That is the current house.
Okay.
And the new house just comes out about 2 feet to the east side, so we would have to put another foundation on that side. But we wanted to use that current inside corner because of the property use, the lack of property use, and safety. Because it's a curve there, and some, you know, people don't always follow the speed limit, and one time we had somebody in the middle of our yard in the front. They slid off the, you know, off the snow and stuff, but it's a nasty curve there, and we would just like to be back off the road and add to the community.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Workman?
Are you adding any decks to it or anything like that?
I was sort of thinking of adding a deck to the front. Yeah, to the front.
A porch?
On the side, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that included in this?
No, that's not included in
that. You got to add that to it yet?
Yes. I thought I would have to do that when I did the building permit.
Will you need a variance for that?
Do I need a variance?
Mm-hmm. You going to add on to it?
If it's going to...
I guess I won't add a deck if it causes difficulty, but... I wanted to add a deck, yes.
Right.
Well, if you put an open, unenclosed deck, you can approach 5 feet into the setback. Keep that in mind.
Okay, but that would be on the front of the house, which the encroachment is at the back end of the house on the west side, and on the south side, there's like a 5 foot instead of a 10 foot space on the boundary line.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Yes. You say it's like 5 feet.
I think it's 5'8".
Okay. That's on the west side.
Yes.
On the south side.
Yes.
You're showing 2.3 feet or in requesting a 7.7 foot variance.
Yes.
Is the new home also going to be 5 feet or...
Well, on the east side, they have 2.3, but there is an accessway to the crawl space underneath our current home,
mm-hmm.
and that includes 3 feet of that, so we really wouldn't need that access in the future, so it would be 5 feet, yes.
Okay. Now, regarding the south side, those steps, are they going to stay? I assume those are steps that are encroaching. On the south side, there's a very...
No, there will not be no steps there. The steps will face the east.
Okay, so the house is going to come all the way back to be 2.3 feet from the property line? I think that's...
I think it is 5 feet. The...
Your request, I assume that the request is based on what is there right now.
Yes.
And so what I'm trying to determine is what you plan to put there, and how far will that be from the property lines?
Approximately 5 feet.
Okay, because if it's more than that, then you're going to have to come back again. We don't want you to have to do that.
Okay.
Okay? Now, those are two of the three requests that you're making. The other is on the front. What's on the front of the house now?
A porch.
Okay. Is that where you intended to put a deck?
No. I was...
You intended on the east side?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how far out you would like to have that deck? Or
probably about 10 feet.
But you don't know how far it would encroach. Is that...
That will not encroach on any property. The east side.
Okay. Because it appears that you probably have some sort of deck towards the south, towards the south end.
This is the current plan that we have on there now. Huh. The south end is a crawl space that looks like the steps where it says 2.3.
Okay.
That's actually a crawl space.
I got you.
And I wasn't going to use that. I was just going to use the main foundation.
Okay.
Above
okay.
that.
Okay.
That's your crawl space.
And so your front deck is, again, going to be what, 10 feet out?
Yes.
Okay. On the... east side?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So you still want a 4.2-foot variance on the west side? You say you're putting it on the same foundation?
Yes.
Okay. And,
yes.
And currently, that's how close it is?
Yes.
5 feet going to be enough on the south side, or you want to stay with the 7-foot variance? You want to stay with a 7-foot variance. Okay. And, of course, you won't be encroaching any further than your front porch is right now.
Correct.
Okay. Again, if you wanted to put a deck on, it would appear that you could probably meet your setback requirements on the east side, on the south end.
Yes.
Okay. What I've heard in your testimony addresses most of the standards. Tell us about the character of the neighborhood and what effect this will have on the character of the neighborhood.
The neighbors next to us had mobile homes, mm-hmm. and they demolished, the previous owner demolished them, and they bought the property, and they put two modular homes on each of the properties, and that's what we plan to do. We planned on demolishing our home and putting a modular, two-story modular similar to theirs.
Okay. So you don't foresee any detriment to public welfare or anything like that?
No, I think it'll be an enhancement.
Just from curiosity, how wide is the house right now?
The house is approximately 24 feet wide.
And you're putting a 20?
26.
Six, okay. And that's why the foundation is going to be?
Yes.
Now, when you do that, will that further encroach the north property line?
No.
Okay. Because again, you don't want to become having to come back again.
No, I don't.
So everyone's trying to help you tonight.
It's going to be 26. You're going to use a 26 wide.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
And you'll keep your porch to the south side on the east.
Yes.
I have no other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Hearing no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11164. I believe the applicant has addressed the purposes for a variance. And also the fact that the lot is, of course, is put in almost like a triangle. So that would include there's uniqueness to the property, which includes that. Also, a variance is necessary to enable use of the property. And I don't believe the unnecessary hardship has been created by the applicant due to the size of the lot. And a variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. She's testified to that. And the request of the variance, I believe, is the minimum that will afford her relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,164. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,164 is approved.